Yo.
What it do, man? How's it going?
Going pretty solid, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Just out here chilling, man. Mixing this drink so you know I can get on this talking sip, you know?
Oh, yeah. But then, hell, before we even get started, though, let me do this this introduction right fast. You know what I'm saying? Let me go on this introduction right fast. I bet. Yo. Back again. Welcome to another episode of Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host, the hostess with the mostest, Kane the Destroyer. You know what I'm saying? We here. We in here. We drinking. We doing our thing right now. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm sipping on some rum and coke. You know what I'm saying? Chilling, mobbing out. And I got a very special guest in here with me today, right now. This man right here, he's the holder of knowledge. This man knows how to do every fucking thing. The jack of all trades. We're going to welcome Mun and the Wind to the show, man. Mun and the Wind, what's up, man?
Man, appreciate you none, man. Just humble, just blessed, just highly favored, bro. Blessed,
highly favored,
and glad to be here on your podcast, man.
Oh, man, it is cool, man. It is 100G, you know what I'm saying? But, man, this is the subject for the day, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot of feedback from Crazy Relationships Part 1, so I had to do a Part 2, you know what I mean? We had to do a Part 2, because the fans are wanting it, they asking for it, they want to hear us talk our shit. They want to hear it, man. And I know I still got a few, you know what I'm saying, little crazy relationship tales, you know what I'm saying, in my bag. But do you got some?
Yeah, man, I have a couple, you know. I have a couple, you know. More bad than good, but, you know, that would make me what I am today. You feel me?
Hey, that's how it be, though, man. More bad than good. But, again, let me pause 1 second. So my first question is, what you sipping on, man?
Man, I'm sipping on some Hennessy and lime. It might sound awkward and odd, but try it, man. You'll love it. Hennessy and lime juice, man.
Hennessy and lime juice. That's wonderful. Yeah, man. Wonderful. Man, yeah, like I said, I'm over here. I got me some of this crackling black spice rum and coke. Shouts out to University Wines and Spirits in my hometown, you know what I mean? Well, not my hometown, in my current town.
already. That's what's up right there.
Yeah, I had to go and shout them out and stuff, because, you know what I'm saying, I shop there a lot. But you know how this stuff go, though. But, man, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty. To the good shit. To the shit that these goddamn fans want to hear. You know what I'm saying? They've been dying for some crazy ass stories, man. They like that shit, bro. Oh yeah, and shouts out to my homie Chris and his old lady Treese, man. Shouts out to them right fast, you know what I mean? Oh yeah.
Already.
Let's get down to this shit, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, I'm gonna pull me a little portion up right fast. Pull me a little portion up, you know what I'm saying? Little razzle dazzle, because I sure been sipping the hell out of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I been sipping the fuck out of this shit. This pretty damn, pretty good. I normally ain't no big rum drinker, you know what I mean? I'm not really a rum drinker, but hell, I said, fuck it, I'll try it out.
Already, yeah, man.
So, man, okay, let's go ahead and break this ice, man. Tell me about your crazy relationship. I don't give a damn if it's toxic, if it's like super toxic or not. Man, let's hit that motherfucker, but because I know it's good. Because I know me and you been riding a long fucking time, and we done had some crazy super toxic. We done had some crazy together, so I might can pinpoint a couple of these times, but I might not, you know what I'm saying? But hey, man, whenever you ready, man, shit, let's go ahead and start this shit up, man.
Already, man. Like, I'm trying to see where I could go with this, man. I got a lot of crazy stories. I'm trying to see which one I could give you that's just crazy. Like, what the hell? So, you know, yeah, man, let me sip a little bit more, get in there, man, because it's going to be a long night, man. You feel me?
It's gonna be a long night, man.
It's gonna be a long night, man. I done went through it a lot. I got a lot of stories from girlfriends with men that I didn't know anything about. Women tearing up my stuff. It's just all over the place. I'm trying to think of a just unique story that you probably never hear again in life, man.
He said never all hear right. again in life.
Yeah, you'll never hear again in life, man. Oh, all man. Right, let me see where I could go with this, man. So I was talking to this girl, right?
Okay.
And, you know, I was crazy in love or whatever you want to call it. So we split. Once we split, you know, I had a hard time taking it. I was immature. I was young or whatever. She didn't want to talk to me. I got caught up cheating or, you know, some old crazy stuff. Got caught up cheating. So, you know, she finally found out. She left. She didn't want to talk to me, man. You know, I was reaching out like, hey, man, you know, what's up, man? She not responding. So I knew where she worked at. It was a plant. She worked in the plant, right?
Okay.
So one day, I just got this idea. I said, man, I need to talk to this girl. I need to apologize and explain to her the situation because she didn't want to hear it once I got caught. So I went to one of these plants, right? All right. And once I got on the premises, for some odd reason, the security guard let me on the premises. So he let me on the premises. I parked. And I knew where she worked, you know. So I went in. On the plant floor, you got to have all this safety equipment, goggles, earplugs, sleeves and stuff to protect you from machinery and stuff like that. So once you walk in the break room, all of this is sitting right there. So once I walk in, I put it on. You would have swore I worked there. So I got on. I have on safety glasses, all, you know, all the equipment that I need. I'm walking through the plant. So one of her friends saw me. So I saw her friend. Her friend run, you know, to tip her off that I'm in the plant. So once she did that, ran to tip the girl off that I was in the plant, I ran behind her because I really need to talk to this woman. Long story short is I went out there, man. Security guard caught me. I got escorted out. The police came. It wasn't pleasant. That was just a crazy situation, man. Whole plant was laughing, man.
Man, the whole plant was laughing at you, man.
Yeah, man, I really needed to talk. That day, I just had to do it, man. But I got put out, man, and, you know.
you got put out that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, man, throughout. You ever saw, like, Fresh Prince when they throw Jazzy Jeff out?
Hell yeah.
Those situations, man. Yeah,
it's like, ah!
Got threw out just like that, so, you know.
Man, damn. Oh, that was a quick one.
Yeah, man. You know, we can go versatile and just go back and forth, man. Give me one crazy one, man.
Man, oh, man. Okay. Okay, man. I got you one. All right. You know what I'm saying? With this situation I was in, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was in a relationship with this chick, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We started off our relationship all fucked up in the fucking beginning. All fucked up, cause basically she was cheating on me, and I said, hold up, I feel some disrespect. Hold up, you know what I'm saying? She won't cheat on me. Hold up, you ain't the only one that got hoes. You ain't the only one. Hold up, so goddamn, I start cheating back, and then, man, here's the motherfucking kicker right here, though. I knew she was fucking with somebody. I couldn't pinpoint who the fuck it was, and she didn't know if I was fucking with somebody because my ass was extra fucking sneaky. When I say extra fucking sneaky, extra fucking sneaky. Okay, so then I wind up chilling with someone I ain't chilled with in a long fucking time that I thought moved to Jackson, but he wind up moving back. So me and him, we seen each other at one of the stoves over there on the close to the what they call it now, the West Ward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little store over there, Double Quick. Yeah, we messed around, seen each other and shit. We ain't seen each other in years. So I was like, "What's up, cuz?" And yo, he my cousin, and he was like, "What's up, cuz?" So we kicked it. You know what I'm saying? We in there kicking and shit. We kicked it for a couple of days and stuff, and then he got to tell me about this girl, right? And I'm like, okay, she sound like she cool, whatever. And then he start going a little more in depth. So when he start going a little more in depth, I was like, So I said, do this person, you know what I'm saying? So I started asking little questions then, because the more and more he was talking about the girl, the more and more she started sounding fucking familiar, like real deal familiar. And we going on and shit. And then we just chilling in this car. We in there doing a little drinking and shit, passing the bottle back. You know what I'm saying? How we do it in the hood, you know? You know what I'm saying? Talking about shit, passing the bottle, and going back and forth. Okay. So then finally, you know, after a while, that alcohol started talking. And then, you know what I'm saying? And when the alcohol started talking, then your ass started talking. So he messed around and said who it was. And then, so when he said that, my antennas went straight the fuck up. I was like, huh? You know what I mean? I'm like, hold up now. And then I said this person's name. I'm not going to say their name. I said this person's name and stuff. He was like, hell yeah. So, and then I said, man, you know me and her been fucking around too. He like, you lying. I said, bro, no bullshit. Matter of fact, me and her just fucked yesterday. And he was like, damn. He was like, oh, so you the reason why she said she was tired and all that other shit and she didn't want to fuck around. And I said, how long y'all been fucking around? He said, maybe about 3 weeks. I said, man, that girl been fucking around about a month. And goddamn, so me and him, instead of, you know what I'm saying, hold up. Okay. After we got that shit out there like that, and we said like that, it was like an awkward silence. Like an awkward silence in there. Okay. I was looking at him, he was looking at me. And then the bottle stopped going around for like 1 minute. So I guess he was trying to process and I was trying to process. And in my mind, I'm getting fucked up. So in my mind, I'm like still buffering. Still buffering. You know, like back in the day, them old computers, still buffering and shit like that. Yeah, so in my mind, I'm like, so goddamn, me and him wind up starting laughing. We started laughing. And then we found out that me and him were fucking the same girl, and she didn't know that we were cousins. She didn't even fucking know. So me and bro came up with a fucking plan, bro. Me and bro came up with a fucking plan. So, okay, the plan was we were gonna see how long was she gonna be able to take it. So,
yeah.
On certain days, he fucking her. On certain days, I'm fucking her. And then we'll pick one day out that week that we both try to fuck her. And we did that shit for like a month straight, bro. For a month straight. So, goddamn. So, it was times where she was turning me down for some ass. And it was times she was turning him down because she'd been to fuck with one or the other of us. And then somehow we'll fuck around on that day that we try to make her fuck both of us on that day. Like he'll get her early on in the day and I'll get her later on that night, or I'll get her early on the day and he'll get her later on in the night and shit like that. You know, and give her a little time to recuperate. So I'm like, so at the same time, me and him, we stayed in touch and we acting like ain't nothing fucking going on. So then finally after a little while of that shit going on, like a good little while of that shit going on, we laughing and shit. We staying in touch. We talking about the shit the whole fucking time. And then he said, hey, bro, I'm tired of fucking her ass. I said, bro, me too, bro. I said, this shit was fun. This shit was fun as a motherfucker. So wind up, goddamn. He messed around. He called him, and then he was like, he called her. He told her some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly what the hell he told her. But he told us some bullshit, well, like that, and he hit me up, and he was like, "Hey man, get in the car with me and ride with me." And goddamn, I said, "Okay, bet." So I got in the car with him and rode with him, and we were talking for a second. We were like, "Hey man, you want to bust this bitch out?" I said, "Hell yeah, let's bust her ass out." If she fuck around, see both our ass in the car together, she gonna know what to fucking do. Okay, so. So we fucked around and she came outside and we pulled up on her. And I think the way she was looking, she can't really see. She wear glasses. I think she I don't know, she farsighted or nearsighted. One to two. But the closer we got, she recognized the car. Cause he had like a little short white car. The closer we got to her, the more she was trying to squint her eyes and looked to see who in the car. She seen somebody else in the car, but she didn't know who the fuck it was. And so we pulled dead up on her motherfucking ass and got there. And I was like, hey, baby. And then he gonna be petty. He gonna say, hey, baby. And then she stood there and looked. And she just paused. Like an awkward ass silence. And mouth open and everything. Couldn't say a goddamn thing, bro. Couldn't say shit. And goddamn, so we started laughing. We pulled on off and shit, man. And bro, that shit was the funniest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the end of my story. That's more of the part one of my story. Let me go to the part two of my story. Okay, so later on, maybe like a couple months went by. You know what I'm saying? Me and her talked about the shit. So we decided to get back together and shit. And it's supposed to be like no bullshit. Just scrape me and you. You know what I'm saying? Scrape me and you. I told her that, but I didn't think she took me serious. You know what I mean? I didn't think she took me serious because I still feel like, goddamn, I still felt some disrespect behind the situation. You know what I mean? So what wound up happening was we got back together. You know what I'm saying? She started being extra good. You know what I'm saying? Like extra good. Like goddamn, she got her new car. You know what I'm saying? So she'll pick me up and she'll take me out to eat and shit like that. And I'm like, damn, I feel like the bitch in this situation. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the bitch in this situation. She picking me up and taking me out to eat and shit. I'm like, damn. I said, okay. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, okay, I had this other partner that stayed like, not too far down the road from where they stayed at. And you know these people, but I can't say their name. So maybe as the story go along, you know what I'm saying, you might figure it out. Okay. And I had this other partner, right? Me and him got real cool and shit or whatever. And his sister, I found out his sister was interested, but she didn't want to just be, you know what I'm saying, just be out there like that. So what she did was she tried to do some shit where she'll break the ice. Like she just hit me out the blue, like, hey, how you doing? My name's such and such. I'm such and such sister. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's up? How you doing? She's like, I'm chilling. I'm cooling. And then you know, back in the day, we was part of that music circle. You know what I mean? You know, everybody did music and shit. You know what I'm saying? Part of that little music circle. And she was fascinated by the music, and she wanted to hear some of the music I had, plus professional artists and stuff. So I wound up giving her a couple CDs I had that I thought were bumping and shit, and she wound up giving me a couple CDs. And so we started off like that. Okay, pause right here. Let me stop right here. Now, before I get too deep up in this shit. The situation, what I did was kind of fucked up. Was kind of fucked up. You gonna see why I fucked up. Me and her, okay. We gonna play play again. All right, we fucked around and got the conversation and talking and shit like that on the regular. And keep in mind, I still got a girl. But goddamn, I feel like it wasn't no loyalty in the beginning, so it ain't gonna be no loyalty, period. You know what I'm saying? She was all my girl was all in with her cards. I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I still had Big Joker and Lil Joker. You know what I'm saying? I still had Big Joker and Lil Joker. Okay. So goddamn, one day, after me and the girl have been talking a little while, she called me over there and she asked me to take her to the store. She said, hey, I'm trying to get some stuff at the store. You mind taking me like some personal items and stuff? And I wasn't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Me and the girl were cool and shit. We weren't fucking around or nothing. We were just enjoying each other's company and shit. Okay. So I stopped over there and picked the girl up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I picked her up and we got to ride and shit. And I did the most stupidest thing to fucking ever do. It's the most stupidest thing to ever fucking do. What I did, bro, I drove down the same street with this girl in my car that my girl lived on. And just so happened, motherfuckers outside seen I had a girl in my car. And you wouldn't believe who seen it and went and told my girlfriend that I had a girl in the car. You wouldn't believe who it was. It was goddamn my sister. My sister told it on me, bruh. So goddamn, after she told it on me, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck going on? Because we riding and shit and riding and my girlfriend called me. And when she called me, she was just talking all that bullshit. Like talking all type of bullshit. And so by her just talking that bullshit or whatever, I'm listening and shit. I'm like, baby, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. This nigga, this. I'm denying the shit. No, I'm denying all the shit. You know what I mean? I'm denying everything. So wind up. She somewhat broke up with me, but basically, I went from her. I went from my girlfriend. I quit fucking my girlfriend for the new girl. Okay, let me pause right there. Pause right there. When I did that shit, that was like real, real fucked up goddamn situation. Real fucked up, cause I left chicken salad for chicken shit. I left chicken salad for chicken shit. No, I didn't even fucking know that. But goddamn, I did though. And okay, so fast forward by a couple weeks that went by and shit. And she hit me out the blue, and she was like, "Hey, me and you been talking a little while." She was like, "We've been talking a little while, and you've been so patient with me. So I was thinking about tonight might be the night." And I'm like, "Huh? Tonight's the night." I'm like, "Okay, bet." And then goddamn, okay. So she told me what time to come over there. She said, come over here about 9:30 or whatever, and we gonna chill in my room, and everybody gonna be off in their own zone in my house doing their own thing. So I'm like, okay, bet. I come over there by 9:30. Okay, when your boy pulled up over there, Mike, your boy was fresh to death like a motherfucker. Nigga had them new J's, goddamn. Only bought one pair of J's in my whole life. Only bought one pair of J's in my life. And probably wore them probably like five times. And got that nigga had fresh pair of J's, fresh line, fresh cut. You know what I'm saying? It was summertime. A little short outfit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the boy was goddamn fresh the fucking deal. Fresh the fucking deal. I came in that bitch. Then I was smelling good, bro. This nigga, man, women cannot resist the smell good. The women cannot resist the smell good. So goddamn, okay. I walk in that motherfucker, and the first thing she smelled was that smell good. She's like, you smell, I like that. I'm like, yeah. That's a little something I had, you know what I'm saying, in the back of my dresser. So, I fed her some bullshit. So goddamn, we in that motherfucker kicking it and shit. And she had a kid though. She had a kid. And for some reason, this little bastard did not want to fucking stay asleep. He kept getting up. But he'll go sleep for a little while, then he'll wake up. He'll go sleep for a little while, then he'll wake up. And goddamn, so I'm getting a little discouraged. I'm like, oh shit, I guess tonight might not be the night. You know what I'm saying? Because tonight might not be the night. Because you know what I'm saying? So because you know how this shit go when a kid up. It's like kids know when you trying to get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? When you trying to get some pussy, and the kids be knowing, it's like they have a fucking sixth sense that is activated when they feel it, and that's when they activate that magic card, cop block. That's when they activate the cop block. And hold up. God damn. But anyway, that's when they activate the cop block. And so finally, the little man started back dozing off again. So then it kind of threw the whole mood off. So she was like, you know what? Maybe we can fuck another time. But by you coming over here and you taking your time with me, I'll do something else for you. So goddamn, when she said that shit, I turned and looked at her in slow motion, just turned my head very slowly. And I gave her a look like, so what else you willing to do? And she said, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying. I give you a little head or something. I said, you give me a little head? She said, yeah, I give you some. You know, and I said, you sure? She said, yeah, I gotta give you a reason to come back. I said, so in my experience of getting head at that time, bro, you know what I'm saying? I had some pretty decent head and shit. But the girls I was messing with, they had some pretty decent pussy though. That was a pretty decent pussy. You know, the head was like probably like a B or C. You know what I'm saying? Some of them B's, some of them C's, some of them worse than that. You know what I'm saying? But the pussy be goddamn a B plus, A minus, A plus. Okay, this chick right here, it was she started hitting that head, boy. I said, oh my motherfucking god. I'm about to just look. I'm looking around and shit. This motherfucker. So she touched that mouth. She's like, And I'm like, oh, what the fuck have I got myself into? And I'm looking down at her, and she was doing her thing and shit. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, you sucking dick. And goddamn, that's what I'm thinking about. And she was hitting that bit. And then, but the more she hit that motherfucker, I'm like, goddamn, I'm like, shit, I kind of want to fuck now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying in my head. And so I had to tell her to slow down, because she was doing her thing real good, like real, real good. And then I said, baby, you want to slow down? Then I went from saying, slow down, man, slow down, to slow down, man, slow down. I changed voices like just like that. You know what I'm saying? Change voice like a mother. I went from a deep voice to a high pitched voice. Man, she was doing her motherfucking thing, bro. Man, and I'm looking down and shit. I'm like, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. And then I said, all right, you gonna be mad? And then goddamn, I fucked around and bust. She let me bust. Okay, cool. Then she gonna say, that's all right that you came. I'm gonna get that motherfucker back up for you. And you gonna give me this right here. And goddamn, and then I'm looking at her. I'm like, ooh, you kind of fucked up a little bit. That's what I'm thinking in my head. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let me ask you something, Mon. Do you know the difference between a handgun and a shotgun? I don't know if you do, but if you know the difference between a handgun and a shotgun, a handgun, you can shoot multiple times. Pow, 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 pow. I ain't got no handgun. I got a shotgun. So goddamn, so my shit is semi-automatic. So I shoot one time, then I reload. So if you don't get your shit then, you probably the fucked up. Cause it's very rarely that I have two bullets for that gun. It's very, very rare that I have two bullets for that gun. Okay. So me and her, we kept chilling and kicking it. You know what I'm saying? At that shit. Then I started hitting her ass and shit all the time. And then my uncle always told me. He's like, hey nephew, I'm gonna tell you something you don't do. I said, what, uncle? He said, one thing you don't do. If you don't let no girl ride you in a chair. I said, ride me in a chair? And he was like, yeah. You don't let nobody ride you in the chair. I'm like, why not? And he was like, man, just don't do it. It gonna have your ass crazy. And I'm like, okay. And look at my goofy ass. This bitch rolled me in the chair because her son was in the bed asleep. She rolled me in the chair, goddamn. and goddamn, and I'm trying to push her ass up off me. I'm trying to push her ass up off me because goddamn, I'm about to nut, and goddamn, and she locked her legs around me in the goddamn chair. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I said, bitch, you won't get up off me. And I said that shit loud as a motherfucker. And I ain't know if I woke up or motherfuckers in the house. Or any of that shit. I didn't know what the fuck. But I know one thing though. Ever since after that shit happened, boy I got crazy and crazy about that damn girl. I got crazy and crazy about that girl, cause she would give me the double whammy. When I say double whammy, the motherfucking double whammy. Give me the good head and the good pussy. And she was working that motherfucker, goddamn. And I knew she had other niggas she was fucking with. I didn't even care. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, just don't let me know, hell. You know what I'm saying? Don't be disrespectful with it. That's all I cared about. As long as I was still getting that thing, boy, the rest of the shit, you know what I'm saying, didn't even fucking matter to me. When I say it didn't matter to me, it did not fucking matter. And so I was hitting that motherfucker, goddamn, on the regular all the fucking time. When I say all the time, and goddamn, man. But like the more we fucked around, the more our relationship got toxic. It was getting more and more toxic. The more and more we were fucking around, bro. Like goddamn, she try to handle me rough sometimes, and goddamn, I don't be trying to have that shit. Yeah, she try to handle me rough and shit, and I'd be like, man, you ain't finna have me like that. But hey, for real though, but y'all know, hold up, y'all, let me take a small intermission for my drink. Okay. Hey, that motherfucking goddamn cracking hitting like a motherfucker though, boy. That motherfucker hitting kicking like karate.
True on deck.
Yeah, man, that shit goddamn cracking hitting like a motherfucker. But yeah, back to the story though. Me and old girl, man, we had a fucking toxic ass relationship. A whole fucking toxic relationship. The shit went on and on and on, like fighting and shit like that. That was the first girl that actually had me goddamn in fight mode. Like we're ready to fight motherfuckers. And she try to fuck out of me, cuz.
That's crazy, man.
Man, the motherfucker, man, this girl, goddamn, she was trying her best. I don't know who trained this bitch, but they trained her good because she knew how to goddamn, she knew how to put a spell on a little young nigga like me, because she was older than me. That motherfucker, yeah. she'll give me a double whammy. Good head and good pussy shit. Let me get the pussy when and wherever I wanted it. Wherever, it did not matter, and didn't matter what hole it was. It didn't matter what hole it was, bro. Like for real. And goddamn, I was like, I need to quit fucking with this motherfucker. You ain't finna have me acting dumb and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Go ahead.
So what ended the relationship, man?
The two were too toxic. It was too toxic, bro. It had to end. I just told her one day. I'm like, man, we gotta break it. We gotta break this shit away. And goddamn, at first she act like she was with it, but then she really wasn't though. And then I knew she really wasn't when she started seeing me with other chicks. She started seeing me with other chicks and shit. and then she's looking at shit because you know how females is. They might not want you, but they don't want you with nobody else either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They might not want you, but they don't want you with nobody else. And she's hitting me with other chicks and shit, and she's like, damn, this nigga do got some hoes. You know what I'm saying? And goddamn, I'm like, shit, you were one of my side bitches before the turn side bitches goddamn came about. You know what I'm saying? But before they even just put it in the catalog as a side bitch. Before they even doing that shit, bro, she was a side bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And goddamn, but we had to go ahead and end that shit. But we ended. But sometime I still came over there and hit that thing every now and then. And I hit the thing every now and then, shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was. And then she moved on. She moved on. Had another dude. I'm a man. And she was so slick with the shit. Nah. She was so slick with the shit, bro. She had me, another nigga, and a dyke.
Dang, she was doing her thing.
What? I think we had times and schedules. Hey, I promise you, I think we had times and schedules. Like goddamn, this nigga right here gonna be up here Tuesday and Wednesday, and this nigga right here gonna be here Monday and Thursday, but this month are gonna be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So goddamn, I promise you that motherfucker had us planned out, but she couldn't been that goddamn smart. The shit was like more of an organic thing. Like we all knew about each other, but nobody cared because everybody's getting the same thing. Nobody fucking cared. You know what I'm saying? But I know I had to eventually get myself out of that situation because after a while, motherfuckers started developing feelings and shit. And then keep in mind now, the whole shit started all fucked up in the beginning because I left my girlfriend for my side bitch, which I felt like wasn't a very good idea. You know what I mean? That shit wasn't a very good idea at all. Leave one chick for your side. But yeah, though, man. Hey, are you still there, bro?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me or not. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. So is there one more story you want to tell, or are you good for the night, man?
Man, I'm good for the night, man. Like I said, you got me on the spot. Like I said, I could go on and on. So many stories. I don't know which one to put out there, man.
Hey, I put you on the spot, man.
You put me on the spot, man. Mm. You know, it's just a lot of, like I said, man, I have a lot of stories with a lot of women, man. Let me see, can I fish for one more before I get up out of this thing, man?
Yeah, man. I know your schedule gonna be crazy, man.
Yeah, let me fish for one more. Man, I had this chick, right? And when I first met the chick, I thought it was all good or whatever. I thought I was the only one. You know, we got in a little relationship or whatever. And I worked during the day. So at nighttime, I would get off. So me not knowing what was going on, I got off early one night, you know. I got off work early that night. And I usually get off at like, what, 7 or something. That day, I got off at like 5. So okay. I went over a house, you know, and knocked on the door, came to the door. Her sister came to the door like she saw a ghost when she saw me. So she said, there. So, you know, I left. I didn't think no more about it. So the next day, you know, I came back. The next day I got off on my normal day. I told her I came by. She said I was gone. She was going over her father's house or something like that. All right. So I was like, cool. that was a red flag right there, because, you know, her and her father never had a close relationship or anything like that. So I was like, that's weird. You done told me the rundown about your father, and you was at your father's house, and I know y'all don't just have a relationship. So, you know, that threw a red flag. So, you know, everything kept going back to normal or whatever. So another day I got off early because I was still puzzled about what had happened. I got off early another day because something just didn't feel right. Went back to the house. Sister answered the door. Oh, she's not here. She's so-and-so, so-and-so. So this particular day, you know, I decided to, you know, just wait, you know. Wait outside, and, you know, it was, I had a friend that stayed in a little apartment complex right down the street. So, you know, he didn't know what was going on. I just lingered around like I was hanging out with him, but really I was kind of spying.
Yeah.
So, you know, with me, you know, just chilling with him, I see this guy leave her house at that time, you know.
Oh, shit.
Leave his house about an hour later. I'm still with my buddy. I'm peeking out his blinds. I'm watching this guy. So I didn't, you know, jump off the hinges or anything. Now, I didn't get off work technically 3 hours from the time that I'm at my partner's house. So she had 3 hours. So after I see this guy leave, I see another guy go to this house or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I don't know what. So this other guy stays, and like an hour before it's my time to come over, he leaves. So I wait the little hour. I go down there. I ask him what was going on, how everything been going at your father's house, you know, or whatever. She was like, cool. I was like, I got off on break, came to see you. She said you wasn't here, yada, yada. So I went back to work. So she said it was cool, yada, yada, yada. We talked, we chilled, or whatever. So after we talked, we chilled, I went home. And I repeated, now I'm on the edge. I'm like, man, something is going on. The plot thickens. Okay, I go to work at like, I think like at that time, like 12 noon or something like that. Go to work at 12 noon. So I went back to my buddy house. I saw a guy come. I saw a guy leave.
Wow.
I saw another guy come. I saw another guy leave. I saw another guy come. Another guy leave. By
Damn.
This time, it's my time to come. So by this time, I'm furious. By this time, I'm furious. It's pretty much a four-guy operation going on here. So by this time, I'm furious. I'm like, hey, man, you know you got something you want to tell me. She's like, no, she don't know at this point that I know that it's fishy going on. It's a sting operation. It's crazy at this home. So she says no. So I said, okay, I leave. I come back the next day. 12 o'clock noon, the first guy comes. On the way of the first guy leaving, I pop up. She thought she saw a ghost. The dude looked at me. He was confused because the whole time he's like, he's thinking this is his girl. What is this crazy madman doing out here talking to my girl?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the dude felt some type of friction about me talking to his girl, and I'm trying to explain to him, like, no, this is my girl. Okay, So we get into an altercation. We get into a physical fight or whatever. So in the midst of us getting in a physical fight, I was getting the best of the guy. So she jumped on my back. With her jumping on my back, I lost my balance. Moral of the story, both of them got on my ass out there. I mean, they tore my ass up, man. They got on my ass out there, you know. At that time, I had dreadlocks. I'm missing dreads. You know, my shirt ripped down to my stomach. It looked bad on the outside looking in. On the outside looking in, it looked horrible. But I learned a valuable lesson that day, man. And from that point on, I wait my turn with every woman I'm with, man. So, you know, I tell all men out there, man, you know, you might have a good woman every now and then, but 9 times out of 10, man, wait your turn, be patient, and be a good sport, and you'll succeed in this world as far as, you know, relationships.
So you saying, like, be a team player then, huh?
Yeah, be a team player, man. Don't jump out there sideways because it can end badly for you, man.
Okay, so it sounds like, okay, she always got that one dude that stake, right? She got one dude at stake, and then she got one part. She got one dude that, you know, she got a couple sides. like yeah. like shit that she like to eat. Like one of them might be macaroni and cheese. One of them might, yeah. might be sweet potatoes. You know what I'm yeah. saying? One of them might be a side salad. Hey, yeah. you should if you've been classified as a side salad, the side is in the name anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, steak gonna come first. The steak gonna come yeah. first, and then what's second is the A1 steak sauce. But the rest of it gonna be sides, and don't forget about the sweet tea. Don't forget about the large sweet tea. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we in the South, so people love they sweet tea, man.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, if you're gonna be anything, just make sure you're not the side salad, because that is the least important. That is the least desired. At least be the steak or the sweet tea, or hell, even mac and cheese, because those are value. The side salad can go any day. So, yeah. Side salad, you are the weakest link, my friend.
Yeah.
Don't get the side salad.
So, you'd be like, so you like the side salad. You're like, you know what? I ain't really feeling side salad right now. I'm more in the macaroni and cheese. And then, I don't want the stove top macaroni and cheese. I want the oven macaroni and cheese, because it has 7 layers of different cheeses.
Exactly. The salad gets away quick.
Hey, that's for real. Salad be like, God damn, bruh. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're not important.
Okay, so look, while you say it, Dad, which side you think you would?
Hey, listen, I was the anchor. Ass going last, so obviously I had to be the steak. If you want to take my personal opinion, I had to be the steak.
You was the steak.
Yeah, because I went last.